Thank you for tuning in and listening to Mount Carroll Church of God Radio Ministries, where we strive to connect you with relevant biblical teachings for the world we live in today. Now for today's broadcast with our guest speaker.
I'm running to your arms. The riches of your love will always be enough. Nothing compares to your embrace. Light of the world forever reign. You are more, you are more than my words will ever say. You are Lord, you are Lord, all creation will proclaim. You are here, you are here, in your presence I'm made whole. You are God, of all else I'm letting go. Sing, no other name, Jesus, Jesus. My heart will sing, no other name, Jesus, Jesus. My heart will sing, no other name, Jesus, Jesus. My heart will sing. No other name, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, I'm running to your arms, I'm running to your arms. The riches of your love will always be enough. Nothing compares to your embrace. Light of the world forever reign. I'm running to your arms, I'm running to your arms. The riches of your love will always be enough. Nothing compares to your embrace. Light of the world forever reign.
It's who you are, and I'm loved by you.
It's who I am. It's who I am. You're a good, good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways to us. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect. When life piles up and you're feeling overcome, stand still and believe I won't let you drown. When a cry is in your throat, watching all the waves below, lift your eyes to the sky and trust that I won't pass you by. Fear not, if I could say it any louder, I would. Fear not, if I could say it any louder, I would. Let me show you what I see. You can't dream too big for me. So get up, get on your way. We've got things to do today. Fear not, if I could say it any louder, I would. If I could say it any louder, I would. Oh, remember all I told you, remember all I said. When the questions start arising, keep your eyes fixed straight ahead. Hold on tightly to the promise, hold firmly to the truth that I love you. Oh, I love you. Fear not, if I could say it any louder, I would. Fear not, if I could say it any louder, I would. Fear not, if I could shout it any louder, I would. Fear not, if I could shout it any louder, I would.
I'd like to welcome everybody here today, the ones that are here. I'd like to explain why the pastor is not here. You know, he does a great job here, but he has other duties for the denomination, and that's where he's at this weekend. He has meetings in Indiana that he needed to attend to, and also he had two weddings to attend, so he's going to have a very busy weekend. And we just are really thankful to have the pastor, and we'd pray for his weekend that he has, because it is not a time away from church, it's a vacation. It's a working weekend for the pastor. And you know, it's sometimes I've sat in a sermon, I've said, boy, I could preach better than him. Well, believe me, when Tim is here, I do not believe that. Okay? I miss him this morning. All right. So, after Jesus was crucified, he lived here on earth for 40 days, and during that time, he promised a comforter that would come. And the way the world is today, we need that comforter. How would we get by with knowing everything that's happening in the world if we could not turn to somebody, the comforter? And not, you know, the comforter is not like believing in Santa Claus. You know, the comforter is a real thing, just as solid as this church is here today. It is a thing that God gave us. Christ sent that comforter to us. And I'm just going to explain, you know, in the book of Acts, Luke wrote this book after he wrote the Gospels. And the Gospels kind of ended up where Jesus was crucified. And Acts brings us into the beginning of the church and the gift of the Holy Spirit. Because after that gift, the disciples was challenged and given authority to go out and preach. And so our church is here today just because those things have continued on through that tradition. All right. So what we talk about, and do you have Acts 2:1-4? All right. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all gathered together in one place. Now, who was these people that was gathered? The Jews have a tradition, and it comes back from Deuteronomy and Leviticus, where they brought the first fruits of their harvest to the priest. And so that was 50 days after the Passover is when they celebrated that. And so 50 in the Greek language is the Pentecost. So that's why these people was gathered there. And the Holy Ghost came, and because they needed a time when they had several different people from different nations, and the Bible says it was in all the Jews. And it says, okay, go ahead. Suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. Wouldn't that be amazing? The building actually shook, and they had tongues of fire on everybody's head that was there. And it was a miracle, but it was just the gift that God had given in the Holy Spirit. So we just have to remember where the Holy Spirit come from. And what we have to continue to remember that he's with us even today. John, go ahead. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. Go ahead. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. So each person heard the message that the apostles were speaking. And we remember that, and this time goes on. Can we go to Acts 2? We should be. Okay, well, all right. I've got this out of order. Okay. They've got these scriptures out of order, but it says, when the purple heard this, they were cut to the heart. And we were talking about what Peter had got up to preach. And he had told the people that they would prophesy and give things and what they would have in their times. Can we go to Acts 2, 1 to 4? It says, when the day of Pentecost came, they all were gathered in one place. Well, that was, like I said, that was these Jews that had come for this celebration of their time. All right. And that was when the Holy Spirit was given us as promised to us. Okay, so there's ways that the Holy Spirit, we believe, and it helps us. He was given us a comforter to us. So how did we get the Bible? It's been written and translated. It was divine inspired by the Word of God. And if we didn't believe that, we would not have a church that we believe today. There's many different, I'd say, nuances. Some Christian churches can believe minor things, but if they are truly given by the Holy Spirit, the true message of salvation is just one thing, that Jesus died for our sins, and if we accept that and believe that he died for our sins, we will be saved. All right? So in 1 Corinthians 12, 4, pardon? Okay, well then, all right. In 1 Corinthians 12, 4, they talk about the same Spirit giving gifts to the people. They have different gifts was listed, and the writer says that it's the same Spirit that was given to us in the Holy Spirit during Pentecost. Some things was gifts of service, gifts of wisdom, knowledge, faith, and miraculous powers. But all of these gifts was given by the same Spirit that we trust in today. All right. In Acts 27, we go back to that anyway. It says, after Peter's sermon, he had told them to repent from their sin, and they would be, could have salvation. And that was given to all the people, not just the Jews, that the Jews that was dedicated there. And so this kind of brings up, when the pastor starts a message, he always says that he hopes that if something he says is not correct, that it falls on deaf ears. Well, I feel that same way today, that if I say something that is not biblical, I believe and hope that it's not heard, because it's a awful responsibility, and only by knowledge and what you learn that you know what the Bible says, because we're coming to a time in the world that people want to write their own Bible. They want to list, and they want the Bible so that they can say that they're right and what the Bible says that we believe in, that's the true Word of God, it's not right. And they want it so that they can feel good about themselves. Well, that's not what the Bible is for. The Bible is for the inspired Word of God. And we don't have any right or should that we should change it. We just absolutely don't. The Bible says that we cannot add a word or a bit of knowledge to the Bible. It's all there. Everything we need is there. We don't need to add anything more. So anybody that adds anything has an agenda. They want something for themselves, not for the good of God. It's that simple. All right? Oh boy. Get my paper separated here. All right. Acts 1:8 should be next. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. So when that Spirit comes on him, it's the reason that we are given the power to proselytize and to try to preach to the rest of the world. It was not just for these Jews. It was for everybody. And the Spirit is what holds our churches together today. As long as a Bible-believing church is meeting, the Spirit is with us. Now, the Bible says that where anybody is gathered together, that the Spirit is with us. And that's where we are today. Why do we have such a great time at congregational meetings? It's because the Spirit is with each of us. And so I believe that we can trust God to know what is going to happen in this world. He's prophesied, or the Bible tells us, that the end times are going to be bad. It says that what is right will be wrong, and what's wrong will be right. But we have to, if we know the Bible, and this is why we have church and why we have Sunday schools. Sunday schools, my wife met a woman one time that she tried to explain the Bible of Jonah. And this woman did not know the story of Jonah because she had never been introduced to anything in the Bible. And so we have a church here that has opportunities for everybody. Anybody that wants to participate in the church can do it. You don't just have to sit in the pew. There is missionary groups, there's Sunday schools, and many opportunities that we have. And so people listening on the internet or on the radio, we have a place for you here. We just would love to have you. And remember that normally the pastors here can give a better lesson to us, okay? And so I have just felt that our church is going in the right direction. We will always have a church here because we continue to preach the Word of God and what the Bible preaches. When the church doesn't, or this building, if the pastor that is here does not preach the Word of God as it is taught in the Bible, the church would fade away. But the Bible tells us that there will always be a remnant of people that will believe. And we are here today, I'm here to say that we are part of that remnant. All right? The Hebrews 11:1. Okay? It says, now faith is a confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we see. So it's our faith that we have on things that we can't see. We read in the Bible, we understand that, but just with our faith, we have to believe that. Because without faith, nothing is as important to us. The only way that you can believe that God made this earth, that he gave us Christ, and as his plan for salvation for us, we have to accept that in faith. All right? So it may be short, but that's what God laid on my heart today. Okay. The praise team, about to come. Wow. Thank you.
we lay our crowns at the feet of Jesus. The greatness of mercy and love at the feet of Jesus. And we cry, holy, holy, holy. And we cry, holy, holy, holy. And we cry, holy, holy, holy. Here's the Lamb. We fall down, we lay our crowns at the feet of Jesus. The greatness of mercy and love at the feet of Jesus. And we cry, holy, holy, holy. And we cry, holy, holy, holy. And we cry, holy, holy, holy. Is the Lamb. And we cry, holy, holy, holy. And we cry, holy, holy, holy. And we cry, holy, holy, holy. Who am I that you would know me? Who are we to you, Lord? You show your love. Thank you. is my heart, Lord. He is my heart, Lord. Speak what is true. He is my heart, Lord. He is my heart, Lord. He is my heart, Lord. Speak what is true. 'Cause I am found, I am yours, I am loved, I'm made pure, I have life, I can breathe, I am healed, I am free. Here's my heart. You were the Word at the beginning, one with God the Lord Most High. The hidden glory in creation, now revealed in you, our Christ. What a beautiful name it is. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a beautiful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus. You didn't walk heaven without us, so Jesus, you brought heaven down. My sin was great, your love was greater. What could separate us now? What a wonderful name it is. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a wonderful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a wonderful name. What a wonderful name it is, the name of Jesus. It could not hold you, built on before you, you silence the ghost of sin and name. The heaven. What a powerful name it is. Nothing can stand against. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus.
My words fall short. I've got nothing new. How could I express all my gratitude? I could sing these songs as I often do. But every song must end, and you never do. So I'll throw up my hands and praise you again and again. 'Cause all that I have is a hallelujah. my arms stretched wide, I will worship you.
I will boast in the one who
Who are we that you would be mindful of us? What do you see that's worth looking our way? We are free in ways that we never should be. Sweet release from the grip of these chains. Like hinges straining from the way our heart no longer can keep on singing. All that is within me cries for you alone, glorified. Such a tiny offering compared to Calvary, but nevertheless, we lay it at your feet. Such a
so it's been a pleasure, and we just want you to go this week and claim the Holy Spirit. When you have problems, when you think the world's, what they used to say, going to Hades in a handbasket, remember that we have the Holy Spirit still with us. So go and have a good week. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us today for Mount Carroll Church of God Radio Ministries with Pastor Tim Yoder. We meet locally every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for Sunday school and 10 a.m. for service. If this program has been a blessing to you, we would love to hear from you. We can be reached at mcchurchofgod.org or find us on Facebook at Mount Carroll Church of God, where you may also find a copy of today's broadcast. We look forward to hearing from you. Until next time, God bless. Have a great week.